The City of Chattanooga Parks and Recreation Department offers a large variety of activities and classes, and many of these are absolutely free. I spoke with Rhonda Sieber to find out what is available this winter at your local park or recreation center. Many people make New Year's resolutions involving losing weight and getting more active and going to the gym and working out, but it doesn't always fit in with their budget. What can Parks and Recreation offer to the person who really desires to get themselves in better shape and maybe they don't want to join a gym?
They don't have to. We have 16 recreation centers, and many of these recreation centers have exercise classes that are free. And free is the optimal word. We also have Outdoor Chattanooga, which provides free workshops. They have a winter workshop series that's going to start back up in January, January 6th, and it is every Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at Outdoor Chattanooga Center. They have everything from how to read weather maps to cooking with a Coke can. They take people out on tours of Stringer's Ridge, bicycle rides throughout the city. And all of these activities are cost-free. And the whole purpose of Outdoor Chattanooga is to get people outside. And it doesn't cost anything to use the Riverwalk, to be in the parks. Warner Park has the Chattanooga Fitness Center. And on any given day, it's $1 to go in, and you can use all of their equipment, and you can take a class, and all of that is included in your dollar visit. They've also put a new walking trail around Warner Park, so you can walk by the zoo and by the softball fields. And on this walking track, they also have like PAR stations, where you have sort of fitness stations where you can do sit-ups and pull-ups and step and all different kinds of toning types of exercises. And all of these things are available to everyone.
I know that some of the classes have just been great fun, like the Zumba classes are really attracting a lot of attention.
Zumba is great. We have 4 recreation center locations that are offering the Zumba class. We have several different times that people can take the Zumba. Zumba is become the new aerobic dance class, where you have Latin and salsa and Caribbean-influenced kinds of music and rhythms. The instructors are trained in this Zumba style, and then they teach it. Then they run through these routines in each of the classes. And you don't need any preparation or any training. You just go and move. And it's very aerobic, and it's a lot of fun. Let me tell you some of the places where you can take the Zumba class. Washington Hills Recreation Center. That is off of Highway 58 on Oakwood Drive. And they offer the Zumba class on Monday and Wednesday from noon to 1. The other times are in the evening, and each evening is 6 to 7. South Chattanooga Recreation Center near St. Elmo has the Zumba class on Monday. East Chattanooga Recreation Center near Hardy Elementary School, they have it on Wednesday from 6 to 7. And then you can take it twice a week at Tyner Recreation Center in the East Brainerd area on Tuesday and Thursday, 6 to 7. It's a great class, and it is free. Also, we recognize that if moms want to come and families want to come, that our recreation people are there and you can drop off the kids and the kids can have structured activities while mom's doing her Zumba class. The kids can do computers and games and sports and art, and our recreation staff folks are there especially to have activities for the kids so that mom can still come and do Zumba.
Now, what about leagues? Do we have any league going on in the early part of the year?
The winter is basketball season. We have basketball teams through our recreation centers from the littlest kids. We've got the midgets that are 5 and 6 year olds. We've got the peewees who are 7 to 9 year olds. We've got a girls league of girls only, ages 7 to 9, and then everything from 18 down. We have close to 50 teams through our recreation centers for all these different age groups that will be doing seasonal intramural basketball play throughout the whole city. And we also have adult leagues. You can check with Mike Todd at Brainerd Recreation Center. The number there is 425-3600 if anyone is interested in a winter adult basketball league. Then in the spring, we start up our softball program. And we've had adult softball league in the spring and in the fall. And last fall, we had over 33 teams that played out at the summit. The Parks and Recreation Department wants people to utilize our facilities. They are here for everyone, for all ages. We have programs for seniors. We have programs for kids after school. We have all the sports activities. And then we have the outdoor Chattanooga activities.
Overall wellness is vitally important, and there's a lot that people can do to improve their health. We have the Wellness University that's coming up.
The city has a wellness entity. It's called the Well Advantage, and city employees have it. And now it's going to be open to everyone, utilizing the fitness center at Warner Park. Also, we have a marvelous swimming program, an aquatics program. They have lab swimming, they have water fitness classes, swimming lessons. Of course, that's very, very important. And our winter sessions will start in January at the Brainerd Pool and at the South Chattanooga Pool. These are indoor pools, which are open year-round. The thing is, Rabbit, research after research seems to show that we're not getting any younger, so we just have to work harder to stay fit and get better. The Parks and Recreation Department offers so many good opportunities, not just in the area of physical wellness, but also opportunities for social and cultural and ways to be engaged. You can take a yoga class, or you can take a pottery class, or you can join the quilting group out at John A. Patton, be a part of the Bridge Club on Fridays at Carver Recreation Center. All of the centers offer opportunities for people to get together, and you can rent our facilities for family reunions and parties. Neighborhood associations use our centers for different functions that they offer. It's a total package.
You can access a full menu of events going on around the city at the Parks and Recreation website, available through www.chattanooga.gov. Sign up for the weekly e-blast or visit the site regularly for weekly updates on activities. You can also contact Rhonda Sieber directly by calling 643-6079. The Parks and Recreation Department offers many opportunities to get active, so get out there and play. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.